finding the center of strength within ourselves is in the long run the best contribution we can make to our fellow men. One person with indigenous inner strength exercises a great calming effect on panic among people around him. This is what our society needs. Not new ideas and inventions, important as they are, and not geniuses and supermen, but persons who can be, that is, persons who have a center of strength within themselves. Rollo May, Men's Search for Himself. Nobody is exempt from the trials of life, but everyone can always find something positive in everything, even in the worst of times. Roy T. Bennett. Welcome back, English Seekers. This is Noor Al-Deen, and you're listening to English Seekers Podcast. By the way, you can listen to English Seekers Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts absolutely for free. Without further ado, let's get into it. Salam y'all, Eid Mubarak to you and to your beloved ones. This episode is dedicated to Taha Ayyub. Man, I've heard that you're an amazing student and person. So keep it up and let others see the real strength in you. All right, let's get started. Today's vocabulary is three words. The first one is contribution. It's a noun and it means when you give or share something like money or time. For example, the contribution of the teachers to the community is something we should all appreciate and recognize. One of the things that can raise the status of a community is spreading the idea of contribution among the people of this community. The next word is panic. It's a noun and it means extreme fear or anxiety. For example, the panic that took off in the streets after hearing about the snowstorm was unusual. You don't have to listen to your negative thoughts as they sometimes develop into fears that can only bring unnecessary panics to your life. Keep the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the center of your heart and nothing will be able to break your heart. The next word is exempt. It's an adjective and can be verb and noun as well. It means free, let go, or release of something that others have to do. For example, I have to be exempt from all these kinds of tasks that I do for nothing at all. I should focus my energy and effort on what benefits me and benefits others. If you think that you can sit back, relax, and be exempt from working hard is a good way of living your life, I can assure you that you missed a lot and that you didn't even live a life. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. That was really appreciated. I hope that you liked this episode. Feel free to share this with your friends. See you next time.